Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong Welsh Dragon podcast show. And today I'm going to talk about communication. And I'm going to use the example that's hot on the press at the moment, the ridiculous VAR decision that was in the Premier League done last week, where Liverpool were playing... Tottenham. Liverpool were playing Tottenham. And basically, if you get communication wrong, then, you know, you can majorly mess up things, as you can see from the VAR decision. So where did that decision go wrong and how could have they made it better? Well, communication is all about, you know, trying to put the tone on it, the detail on it, the facts on it, etc. If you cut any of those things, then it can be misconstrued or messed up, and your moment in the spotlight could be there for negative reasons and not positive reasons, like with the VAR incident. So what happened was they didn't explain clearly that the decision on the field was offside. So without that little bit of information, when the VAR man was checking the decision, he didn't know that he was checking to confirm or to fight against an offside decision. So he went along saying it was onside, thinking the on-field decision had been made that it was onside, only to find out 2 seconds later that it hadn't been, and he messed up and it was a bit too late then. So the fact that the first referee or the VAR didn't actually have a process in place which clearly said what he was looking at meant that when he came to his decision, he still messed up because he made the right decision, but he just communicated it wrong. Also, they were professionals, and professionals should be doing a professional job, especially at your, you know, there's only a couple of minutes of the each game where you're doing the VAR job, and that's your time to shine as a professional. And if you have a look at the conversation and the chat between each other, it was all very sort of friendly. It was all very one, two words. There was no level of detail in it. Now, if you contrast that to VAR in the rugby, they tend to, you know, talk through the whole process as they're going through the process, which basically means then that there's clear and correct communication, and they're doing it live together with each other, so there's less chance of a mess up. They're actually talking through the process of being clear and direct and concise, and they're taking their time as well to be professional. And they're doing it, like I say, in front of the world as well in rugby, which means the eyes are on them. They can't be too pally and too unprofessional. They've got to be clear and concise. Now, in football, the VAR decision's done with the ref's mic in the ear. So it's not in public. And they were too comfortable with each other. And they were just using short communication. So if you don't get the actual job up front clear and right at the beginning, then you're likely to mess up. But also, if you're too casual and you're using too short, concise, you know, you're using short information without the detail, then what happens is that communication can be misconstrued or messed up, and you could end up with egg on your face, which is what happened with the VAR. So the lessons to take from this incident, you know, and from the difference between VAR in football and VAR in rugby, is that one, you've always got to set out clearly what the job entails, so you have to be clear what we're actually looking at. Two, then you've got to use detailed language and not short, pally language to make sure that you're clear and obvious with your instructions, with your language, what actual decisions you're making and what you've actually decided. And, yeah, you know, putting a bit of detail in your language and communication means that, you know, things are going to be misconstrued. Taking that onto the modern world that we live in, a lot of people use text conversation. And text conversation can be misconstrued because you miss the tonality and you miss, you know, the way things are said sometimes. So that's why it's important in text communication to sometimes add a bit of detail, you know, maybe some punctuation, some question marks, some emojis, something which makes it clear that when you're texting and you're writing to each other, what you're actually writing and the tone it's actually written in, etc. So, yeah, it's important sometimes to look at life's lessons when they come along. There's an obvious lesson in communication and how you can improve your communication done from the Premier League and the balls up of the VAR decision recently. So I thought I'd come on, chat about that and, you know, try and make a lesson from it, really. This has been Fire from the Welsh Dragon. If you want to find some more Fire from the Welsh Dragon, look for hashtag Fire from the Welsh Dragon on all my social medias, and you should find motivation, inspiration and educational content. That's it from me. Nothing else really to add. So have a great day. I know I will. And thanks very much for listening. Cheers. Bye-bye.